Okay, so we're up to Perek Beis, Chapter 2, Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah says, Kol sha'ash mutar lacho, as long as it's permitted to eat chametz, right, that is truma, meaning until the end of the fifth hour, right, we said you're allowed to eat truma, according to Rabban Gamliel. So as long as you can do that, you are allowed to feed any chametz, even if it's not truma, to like domestic animals, beasts, and birds. And one can sell it to a non-Jew. And you can even get benefit from it. But once this time has passed, right now it's we're entering to the now it's the sixth hour. So getting any sort of benefit from it is forbidden. And a person cannot fuel an oven or a stove with it. Right, the reason why is because even though you have an obligation to burn it at this point. That is only the obligation to burn it so that you cannot use it at all. But if you burn it as like fuel for an oven or a stove, that would be prohibited. Then the Mishnah concludes with a rather famous machlokas, right? How does one fulfill the mitzvah of removing chametz, of kind of destroying the chametz? So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein bi'ar chametz elas reifa." There is no removing, there is no destruction of chametz other than burning it. So you have to burn the chametz. That seems to be what most people seem to hold like nowadays, because that is what we do. However, the chachamim do say that it technically makes a din. How else can you fulfill this mitzvah of destroying your chametz? Af mefarer, even if you want to crumble the chametz up, vizora la ruach umitil layam, or you want to and take the crumbled up chametz and throw it into the wind, or throw it into the sea or to the water, that would be a permissible way to fulfill this mitzvah as well. Mishnah Beis, chametz al nachri she'avar alav ha-Pesach. Let's say a non-Jewish person owns chametz on Pesach, right? That happens all the time because we sell all of our chametz to non-Jews. But even now, let's just say there's a store owner that happens to have his own chametz that he owns on Pesach. So what do you do with that? Mutar v'hana'a, it is permitted to get benefit from this chametz after Pesach. But let's say chametz is owned by a Jewish person during Pesach, asur b'hana'a, it's prohibited to get any sort of benefit from that even after Pesach. Shenamar lo yira'eh the chasor, right? The pasuk says that leaven shall not be seen in your possession at all, and therefore the Chazal said, okay, so if that's the case, if a Jewish person is going to go ahead and own chametz on Pesach, then we're going to punish him by saying that the chametz after Pesach, since he owned it, that will be prohibited as well. So a person cannot get benefit from that chametz. A Jewish person cannot get benefit from chametz. A Jewish person cannot get any sort of hana, any sort of benefit from that chametz that was owned by a Jewish person on Pesach. Okay, we'll stop right here. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Gemara.